Park officials in Montana have rescued a severely underfed bear cub who was injured from wildfires in the state's Bitterroot Valley. They're now trying to fatten the cub up enough to release him back into the wild before he gets too accustomed to the kindness of strangers or becomes a new kind of poster bear. Kurt Cunningham is with the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Are you trying to avoid another Smokey?
Exactly. They're very adaptable, and they, if a person wants to, they can tame them up real easily. And our goal here is to keep them kind of as wild as we can. So, yeah. So our goal is to put them out in a winter den, mm-hmm. And that gives them a little chance to get away from the care that it's been receiving. Mm-hmm. And hopefully when spring comes along, it'll wake up and there won't be anybody around, and it'll go about its business like it would be if it was, you know, out there in the wild by itself.
How's he doing now?
He's doing fine. He came in at about 29 pounds. He had three paws that were pretty badly burned. He's been to the vet three times here in Helena, mm-hmm. and he's put on about 20 pounds. The vet has given him a clean bill of health, and he's fine. But we get them. Sometimes we get them from people who have taken them and cared for them a little bit before we actually get them to the shelter here in Helena. And yeah. They are pretty tamed up, and that's a tough one to try to get that tameness out of that bear.
Yeah. Well, I guess one night in the woods with some big bears might do that.
Oh, you bet. And that's one of the things these orphan cubs have to worry about. Other bears are a potential liability. They'll kill them. They'll eat them.
Is there some feeling that historically the Park Service, acting out of genuinely humanitarian motives, if I might put it that way, might have done the wrong thing with the bear cub that became known as Smokey?
You know, our goal, we've been doing this for 20 years plus, and our goal has never changed. It's to get these animals in and get them out as fast as we can and get them back to the wild.
I guess you'd make a big mistake by naming them, huh?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because our local newspaper, the Missoulian, it had a contest, and there were a lot of people that put in, their choice for the names. But to us, it's just the bear that came out of the Bitterroot, and you know, it'll go out like the other 10 bears we have at our wild animal shelter.
Mr. Cunningham, thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Kurt Cunningham is with the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks in Helena.